verse in my mind between the silver line. My heart's in the sky through the darkest night. Let's run till the dawn's first light. Drop it, the resolution of the future.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a thing from pop culture, and then we talk about it. Usually it's a thing that sucks, but this season, we're doing something that I like.
Your new intro is so clunky.
What do you want from me?
I don't know, more. You got 9 more episodes to refine it.
I like this terrible way to lead into this thing that I like.
Let's awkwardly stumble into the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, I think it really holds my essence in it, where it's me kind of rambling and trying to tell you about a thing I like.
And me slowly losing interest because your story is too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sky, by the way.
I also am Sky.
Wait. I don't think that's right.
No. Yeah. I'm Jake.
That's right. There it is.
That's the one.
And we are watching My Hero Academia.
It's true, we are.
Yes, we're watching episode 3, Roaring Muscles. Actually, excuse me, it's Roaring Muscles. I didn't mean to add an apostrophe. There wasn't.
Yeah, Roaring Muscles is what I got. This is called Roaring Muscles.
That is
roaring.
Correct.
Roar. Shall we do
it? We shall. So as you may recall,
there are commercials.
Yes, because Hulu's the fucking worst. But we left off with Midoriya on a beach, and here's that really upsetting commercial.
First of all, Hulu's not the worst. I think Hulu's the best of them, actually.
Well,
Netflix sucks dick.
How so?
It's constantly raising its prices. Mm. There's nothing on there to watch. I watch Hulu constantly.
I watch a lot of Netflix.
Oh.
Non-spawn, but you could be one.
Well, we're never going to get Hulu as a sponsor. Just keep telling everyone it sucks dick.
Hey, Hulu, change my mind. Give me money. I'll do it. It wouldn't even be that much. Give me $50 or a free subscription without the ads. Boom. Done. I will sing your praises to the high heavens.
I already do. I think you're pretty great, Hulu. You have everything I need.
Yeah, so change my mind. Anyway, we open up and we get a recap of stuff. Like you get, Midoriya starts talking about how great All Might is. If you recall, we left with Midoriya on his knees just weeping because All Might said that he could have his powers.
That's all you ever need to remember from the last episode is Izuku is crying, probably.
He cries a lot. He's just passionate, like all Greeks, or Japanese, I guess. But he's still right, crying.
He's all just like, I'm crying. And All Might is the best and said I could be a hero. Anime takes too long for my taste, I think. I'm too American.
Well, I think after, because they're still doing like introductions and building up the character. Once he gets into UA, it really picks up.
It's too nuanced. I just need straightforward.
Well, I mean, like I said, there's a lot more punching as it goes on.
There better be. I don't think anyone gets punched in this episode.
Nope.
Just some trash.
Yeah, All Might smushes some trash. But I'm very excited for the next episode because you get to see Izuku use the power for the first time. I don't want to ruin anything, but he's not very good at it.
He doesn't seem very good at anything.
That's not necessarily true. He was very good at school. And he's good at noticing stuff. He's got all them notebooks.
You're really good at noticing stuff.
Yeah, he's got an eye for detail.
He's like, he says, where's Waldo? right there. That's what he says.
Yes. I bet he nails it.
His catchphrase. Where's Waldo? Right there.
Look, it sounds pretty pointless, but... Oh,
why
no.
Are you rewinding it?
I didn't mean to.
This guy's doing a terrible job.
I'll stab your face. God damn Hulu ads.
Pay the extra $5 if it makes you that mad.
No. What'll I bitch about?
Everything else that you hate.
Anyway, so, we come back. And
come back to our crying cartoon character. Yep,
he's on his knees, just a weeping. And All Might's like, dude. Just
every time I see this guy, I understand more why you relate to him.
Fuck off. And All Might yells at him that you can have my power. And then he bleeds from the mouth some more. And no.
He doesn't bleed from the mouth. He spews blood like the fucking elevator in The Shining. Like, it's like a dam exploding out of his mouth.
You're not incorrect.
And then it's just gone.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, they move past it.
Yeah, they. It's weird how much they ignore that. They, it keeps happening and they just don't call attention to it.
This man is actively dying in front of us.
But he starts describing his quirk to Midoriya because nobody has been able to identify it. They think it's some sort of super strength or, imperviousness. And they're both kind of right, whoever says that. But ultimately, it is a thing that has been passed along between people, and it's called One for All. No, All for One. I always say the wrong thing.
Get it together.
But it's the good one. The other one is the name of a bad guy. But he tells him that he's able to inherit it. He can, it's part of the whole power set, is you can pass it on. It is important to note, they'll mention this later, but you have to be willingly passing it along. You can't just, like, steal some of Izuku's hair and then eat it and then become All Might. He has to willingly give you the power. Which is a important thing.
Oh. Okay. So does this power go, like, back farther than people having quirks?
I'm not sure. Mostly because I'm not sure when that first baby with powers came along. But it's at least 9 people have had this. And also, I don't know how frequently it gets passed along.
And your name isn't All Might. If you get it, you can be your own thing. It's just the powers.
Right.
The All for One powers.
Right. I think whoever, if you had your own quirk, it would attach to One for All. So you can add to it. And so the power set expands each time. But because Izuku doesn't have his own power, it's not going to be... Like, he'll just have the power set of the people that came before him.
So he'll be super strong, but also a crybaby. And the next person will be super strong and a crybaby.
Yes. Plus whatever they have.
Yeah. Plus, their feet are dogs, and they're crybabies, and they're super strong.
Now, when you say their feet are dogs,
uh-huh.
Do you mean they have dog feet, or there's literal dogs at the ends of each of their legs?
Like, their feet are actual dogs, like little wiener dogs.
Okay, I was picturing corgis, but wiener dogs work too.
So on their feet, they have 4 little legs with feet as well.
Now, their dog feet, do they have shoes?
No, like, don't wear shoes, don't be a maniac.
Yeah, but they're part people.
Unless they have to walk on hot cement, then they should have shoes.
Okay, so this person needs to have 8 shoes?
8 little shoes.
8 little shoes, excellent.
Little dog shoes.
We described that scene pretty quickly, so we're moving on. And now there's some little girl with braces on the screen because of ads. Oh, this is HPV. I thought it was going to be for, like, Invisalign. That's about HPV. Weirdly serious this morning on Hulu ads.
Enjoy your cartoon. Here's a lady who has cancer, a man who painted his walls, and a girl with HPV. A little girl with HPV.
Yeah. Though... I don't mind the man who painted his walls because he's an awesome dog portrait.
And his arms are just a little bit too short.
Yeah.
In a real cute way. The fuck's that?
That was my phone. It's weird. Everybody I know is here. Whoop, damn it to hell.
Maybe you should just set that down.
You should set it down.
You're going to slap the shit out of you.
Just do it.
On air. Publish it. Your final moments.
Ow, Jake, stop. No, bad. Not claps. Those are slaps.
Yeah, I get it.
So... All Might has made Midoriya come to a beach on the Dagobah?
Dagobah Beach?
Yeah.
And the...
in Japan?
Yeah, and the marketplace is called Tatooine.
Yep.
I just see a little fans of the Star Wars, the people who made this, huh?
Possibly. Or whoever did the dub.
Yeah.
No, I decided this says Dagobah.
We could, I mean,
look it up, nerd. You're not going to do it.
They could be saying anything. We don't know that this is true.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of trash. Apparently there is like water currents that move anything that's tossed in the ocean into the specific spot at the beach. So it's full of stuff.
It's like that beach in France where all those Garfield phones washed up. Did you see that?
I did not.
I guess a shipping crate full of Garfield phones in the 80s sank, mm-hmm. and these Garfield phones were washing up on this beach in Brittany, France,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, it's been happening so long that that's how people there started to like tell the tides, because if there are a bunch more phones, that means the tides are in.
How many fucking phones could there have been?
It was the 80s, man, and they were Garfield phones.
I guess. Wow. That's weird.
Isn't that great?
That is kind of great, though. It's like the Garfields are finally coming for us. Take care of the cat. Take care of the cat. That's the motto of the Garfield companies. You take care of the cat takes care of you.
I think it's I hate Mondays.
I mean, that's a side thing they do.
Give me that lasagna. That's what he says. I don't think you know which one Garfield is.
He's the dog.
Yeah.
He loves Tuesdays. What the fuck?
You are so bad at this. Go back to bed.
I am so tired.
Do you have to go back to work?
Not today.
Oh. Why did I come here so early, then?
I don't know. I meant to text you when I got home, and then I fell asleep because it was 3.
I hate you.
So All Might's like, hey, nerd, pick up all this garbage. It'll help train your body, and because it's like weightlifting, and then you're also doing like a social service. Nerd.
It is a lot of trash.
It is too much trash. What, it's like, why
is he
going
to put it, is really my question.
Right? That was my concern as
you
well.
You have a dumpster.
Yeah. And... He was originally having Midoriya pull a giant fridge that there's no way that one 14-year-old boy could possibly move. And he's sitting on it. Apparently, he himself weighs 500 and some odd pounds. And that's too many pounds for one little boy on his first day of training to move. But then All Might takes a picture of him crying for later. Also, that you could just take a picture of Izuku, and that's probably a good chance you'll get him crying.
Yeah, just like Sky.
Yeah. But yeah, All Might has put together a, what the hell did he call it? The United States something or other. He made some sort of workout plan that rigorously and, like, meticulously schedules Izuku's time between now and the entrance exam for UA, which is 10 months away.
Do you think I could get that ripped in 10 months?
Yeah.
No.
Aim to pass American Dream Plan. I don't know why All Might is vaguely, maybe he's like a reverse weeb where he's a Japanese fellow who loves America.
I don't know. Are all of the, I don't know. Never mind. I'm confused.
There's not enough question for me to answer.
I know.
You really backing away from it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just edit that out, the confusion.
We'll see. But I guess they did hire at least a truck. Because right there he yells, go, you move that file cabinet, put it in the truck. We do see Izuku loading a couple of things into the back of one tiny pickup truck. So maybe they are hauling that trash somewhere else.
Maybe that's just All Might's truck.
That could be.
But does All Might have a name when he's not All Might?
Yes, I think it's Tishinori.
Ah.
I could be mispronouncing that.
Yeah, well, it's because you are an ignorant American, Sky.
Yes, and Japanese names are difficult to pronounce sometimes.
I should probably talk into the microphone.
If you could, that would help.
Way over here, looking at you.
That's why I let you see the level so idly, so you can see if you're not talking into the thing.
Yeah, I figured that's how I figured it out just now.
But, so it cuts to the next day, and Izuku is muttering to himself during school, and he's trying to figure out how to make his training be faster or more efficient or something. And
he wants to work even harder than... All Might was gonna make him work.
Yeah, which is silly.
So what is this teacher's quirk? He has...
I don't know, extendo hands?
Extendo hands? Not even like Reed Richards type situation. It looks like he's like a cyborg.
Yep, some quirks be like that.
Some quirk. What's your quirk? I'm a cyborg.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes you can just shoot real good.
What if we all have quirks and they're just so lame we don't even know? Like, I make a really good grilled cheese. Like, that's my... Do you think that's a thing?
I mean, it could be. I mean, because you do make a pretty good grilled cheese.
Yours is probably like, I count pretty good. You're good at counting.
I think it might be my skin is like a soft cheese and I get paper cuts real good.
Maybe you're just made of cheese. I've never actually taken a big bite of you.
I think you've bitten me before.
Yeah, but...
There's a solid chance.
But I didn't try and take a big hunk out. I was just trying to punish you.
That's fair. Also, they're on the beach and All Might has one of those 1920s swimming costumes.
God, I want one of those.
It's adorable.
Do you think you can get one of those now?
I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't you be able to...
It really looks like he's jerking off under that desk.
It really does, but he's really just like squeezing one of those hand deals. But yes, it super does, especially with the face he's making. There's a montage of training, because 10 months of training isn't interesting to watch.
Also,
All Might has a fuck, what that was called? Segway.
A show that's pretty okay isn't that interesting to talk about. So I have to talk about Biting Sky.
Yeah, well, it gets really good. Like, this is just, like I said before, this is just setting up.
Well, I mean, that's a compliment that there's nothing, like, super bad to say about, you know.
Well, we haven't met the kid that everyone hates.
His name Sky?
Yes, that's hilarious. He has a quirk called Pop Off, and he is the worst. Mina, I think his name is?
What I said was pretty funny, but what you said was even funnier.
I do my best. So, All Might's on a Segway while Izuku's training and carrying, like, a safe or something.
A safe full of soft sky cheese.
Yes. And he collapses to the ground because dude's been working too hard, and All Might's like, you dumb. I specifically made that thing so you wouldn't, this exact scenario wouldn't happen. And then Izuku starts crying, if you can believe it, and he says, I just want to be good at this.
He has the runniest nose, this kid.
Well, his face is just constantly leaking. From the eyes, ears, nose, whatever. Whatever you got, there's moisture coming out of it.
Sounds really gross when you say it like that.
Yep. I could have made it grosser, but then I didn't.
I think you probably should.
Again, All Might's, you know, inspired by this kid's lust to be a hero.
Lust. I got hero lust.
Yeah. It's similar to when you want to bang a superhero, but instead you just want to be one.
Yeah.
So it's the day of the exam. Goddamn connection errors.
You can tell time has passed because the tree leaves keep changing.
That's true. And also...
And scarves.
Yes. All Might's got a scarf now. So it's fall. So it's time for school. And Izuku got there before All Might, and he cleaned up all the trash on the beach, and he stands atop of a pile of it, and he's just screaming at the ocean, which is a super weird thing to walk up to.
Yeah, what if I had gotten here today and you were just standing on a pile of trash screaming?
You probably wouldn't have gotten the reference.
You're like, you get this in, give me 25 minutes, you'll understand what I'm doing here.
And All Might is surprised at how much he had progressed, which is weird because it seemed as though All Might was there every day. And there's no way Izuku could have done that in one night. But also, whatever, it's fine.
And
it's
now
a nice
Izuku
moment.
Is like a...
He's shredded up like a julienne salad.
Yeah, he's a young teen who's real ripped.
He's got all the abs.
Freaking teens.
With the resilient bodies. And joints that don't hurt all the time.
0% body fat.
So All Might pulls out his phone and he shows Izuku the photo, probably one of many. Like I said, any photo of Izuku is probably of him crying.
Except for right now, he's just flexing.
Well, he's mostly tired.
He's just as wet, though.
That's true. Well, he moved all that trash, Jake.
Yeah, I get sweaty taking just a bag of trash out at home.
Midoriya says something about how All Might has been personally training him, so he feels as though maybe he doesn't deserve to get into UA or whatever, but All Might's just like, yeah, dude, you did all the work, and now I'm just going to give you a superpower. It's totally fine. It's not nepotism at all. So, what does he do, Jake, in order to pass the quirk along?
He takes a piece of his hair, and he's all like, eat this. Eat this beautiful, thick, golden hair.
It is extremely sparkly. The rest of his hair is not so much, but the one individual hair.
But he does do it in a much funnier way than I just said. He's like, yeah. Take this and you'll
there's,
be...
There's quite a big build up.
Yeah, and then he says, in my hand, this is will make you a super. Now eat it.
Yep. They phrase it in a way I don't super appreciate, where it's you have to swallow some of my DNA in order to get the superpowers. It's like, could have just said eat this and left it at that.
It's eat funny. My hair, bitch.
It's way funnier that way.
Sky, maybe if you eat some of my hair, you'll get some of my abilities. You don't know, for
like,
sure.
I'd be able to smell real good?
Yeah.
And identify Chuck E. Cheese's at a distance?
Yeah.
There's your quirk. There it is.
I just know where Chuck E. Cheese's should be socioeconomically.
And sense when they are afoot.
Yeah, I think it's just because I can look around and be like, this would be a good place to put a Chuck E. Cheese.
Because you're 12 years old inside?
Yeah.
And everywhere should have a Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
Except we're too old to go there now.
No, we're not.
Oh, wait. We were too young to go once. We needed an adult.
Yeah.
We were like, we're like 16. Like, yeah, you need an adult.
Now we can go fuck things up. I think they have beer.
At Chuck E. Cheese?
I think so.
Are they trying to compete robots. With Dave and Buster's?
No, I think it's just for the grown-ups.
Dave and Buster's? I always say David Buster's.
Yeah, that's
as though
wrong.
He's one person. It's Dave and Buster's.
Hello, I'm David Buster. Come to my restaurant and I'll make you a steak and you can play skee ball.
Look, that's a joke, but it's also a sweet deal. You're never going to find a better steak in a skee ball setting.
Yeah. If you're looking for a better steak in an arcade setting, you're not going to find one.
What a silly thing. Jake, I'm sleepy.
Well, maybe if you had told someone he didn't have to be here so early. I also am sleepy because of that, you dummy.
I had intended to, and then I fell asleep instead.
It's right, I would have been asleep at that time.
Yeah. It's later that day, and we're at the entrance archway to UA Academy, and it's a pretty nice looking school. It's got a bunch of little kids coming in, and Izuku is talking to himself as he is wont to do. He's kind of trying to psych himself up, and he's worried because didn't get a chance to test out the power, which is understandable because there's a lot of strength in All Might. Remember when he punched the weather different?
Yeah.
That's probably something you should have practiced at. It seems like some of that 10 months of training probably should have been with the quirk. But here we are. It makes for a way more interesting story if he has no skills with it going in.
I'm going to guess, and you don't have to tell me, but I bet he makes it in.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil it and say that yes, he does in fact pass the exam.
Knew it.
Otherwise, this would be a very short series.
Yeah. And I mean, with the word academia in the title, I assumed it was at a school mostly.
Yeah. So Bakugo comes by and yells at him some, and then he's like, that's cool, because it wasn't as mean as it usually is. And then he decides, I'm going to go show everybody what I got. And then he trips over his feet and almost eats his shit right away. But then some girl saves him. Her name is Uraka or something like that. I get like the vowels of her name transposed sometimes.
This guy can't tell women apart, so he's not sure if this is the one he's talking
about. No, this one's got rosy cheeks.
This guy. Sure.
But she's rad. I like her character a lot, and her power's pretty neat. But it looks like she kind of just telekinesis him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not exactly what she has as a superpower.
Is her power just to not let people fall?
Kinda. So we go into the hall where all of the students have assembled, and we got President Mike standing up front.
Is that his name?
It is. He's trying to pump up the crowd, and for some reason none of them respond to the things he says. President Mike has pretty rad powers. He's also a DJ. He's a superhero with a regular day job, which is peculiar.
So he's the president and he's a...
No, that's just his title. Or it's just his superhero name.
Oh, I thought he was like president of the school.
Oh, no. There is a principal. You'll see him later. You'll be surprised at what he is.
Is he a dog?
No. Oh. The police chief is a dog, though. Yeah, there's also a kitty cat police officer that All Might knows. He's got a bell.
As he would.
Keeps getting birds. So all of the kids are assigned a battle area. There's like six different places where you can go and do your entrance exam. The whole deal is like there's a fake city. UA has so much resources at its disposal. They have fake cities to practice in. Goddamn shit, fuck. I keep hitting buttons. I don't know how I keep doing it.
Goddamn shit, fuck.
Yes, that's what I said.
Heard ya.
But the entrance exam is, you go into a fake city, you punch some robots, you get points based on what punch or what robot you punched.
Yeah, the better the robot, the more points you get.
That's right. Except for the one robot. They don't mention its size, but there is one robot in here that you're supposed to just avoid. Which is brought up by some nerd with glasses.
By the most awful guy. He seems like the worst.
Yeah, he's very authoritarian, and he cares about academics. He's kind of a stick in the mud.
Fucking nerd.
He is a nerd. He's got glasses.
That's how you know.
And he also shaved the sides of his head, though. So he's a cool nerd. But he yells at Midoriya for muttering. And also, he wants to know what the other robot is. And then President Mike explains that you don't try to attack this one. You want to avoid it. It's worth 0 points anyway. So flee. Flee from that one, please.
I feel like that's going to be important later.
It will. You are correct. Yeah, that pretty much sums up the scene. I'll probably cut this part because it's not interesting. But we do get to learn the school motto.
Which is a quote from Napoleon?
I guess. A true hero is someone who overcomes life's misfortunes.
You think Napoleon actually said that?
I don't think he did. Also, the school motto seems to be go beyond plus ultra. I think maybe he was just quoting Napoleon for funsies.
As you do.
Yeah.
That little scamp Napoleon.
So we finally get all the kids assembled and we get to see the couple of characters that spoke. Everyone else is relegated to the background. But the nerd, the girl that saved him, and Kachan, they're just poised and ready. And then the episode ends before we get to see Midoriya do anything with his powers.
Do we get to find out what this scary bunny man is ever?
Yes. Yes, okay. We do. That is a drawing in one of Izuku's notebooks.
Well, I know that, but, like, is it a drawing of someone? Is he designing his own costume?
It's one of those.
It's probably someone.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's designing his own costume.
That's probably it. But yeah, not a lot happened in this episode. It's really just setting up.
It's an in-betweener.
It is. It was mostly just to help you understand the relationship between him and All Might and see him trying real hard and just being a good kid. Trying hard. Wanting to be better. It's inspiring, really.
Yes.
But don't worry. There'll be some pretty awesome punching in the next one.
Oh, as soon as we're done recording, there's going to be some awesome punching here when I punch you. Right in the head.
Do it. See what happens.
Bring it, bitch.
I'll stab your face off. So, Jake.
Huh?
What was the most turtle-rific part?
The most turtle-rific part was when All Might called Izuku Quirkless Fanboy, which is my new nickname for you.
Yeah, that's fair.
You Quirkless Fanboy, you.
That is more or less what I am. I'm going to say the most turtle-rific part was when he had all that build-up and then plucked a hair and said, eat this.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Because it had pretty good comedic timing. We did not describe it adequately to convey that, but it did.
Watch the dang show.
Yeah, it's real good.
Sky's Hulu login and password will be in the comments. You can just watch it from there.
Hey Hulu, if you're listening, I'm not going to do that, so don't cancel my thing.
I'll do it. Don't worry, everyone.
You don't know my login.
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to say it on air. That'll be rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
But I know it.
Certainly can't cut it in post.
Yeah.
Who is the most likable or effective character?
I don't know. All Might, probably. It's just always All Might.
I mean, sure.
There are only two characters in this entire episode.
For the most part.
That girl who saved him from falling. She's alright.
Yeah, she's nice.
She had hair and a scarf.
You know, girl stuff.
Yeah. Remember girls?
I do. I was also going to give it to Uraka.
I don't know which one that is.
This is the girl. She caught Izuku from smashing his face in the ground.
Good for her.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a girl in this. Took almost three entire episodes.
A girl who's not Izuku's mom?
Yeah. Moms aren't girls. Moms are ladies.
It's true. Look it up. So, Jake, what was your... Fuck, what did we call it?
Pop culture bad thing? Oh, we should explain.
Pop culture failure is the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because since this is a whole episode of pop culture palate cleanse, I told Sky we should start saying what we saw this week that was awful. I mean, I did describe trying to watch The Act, and that was not great.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, we all saw that clip of Will Smith pretending to be Robin Williams.
It was so flat.
It's awful. So
it's like they got him for a day in the studio and they only had 45 minutes and they're like, all right, we're going to go ahead and roll. Why don't you run through the lines? And then he did. And they're like, oh, fuck, we're out of time. All right, well, we got it.
What if you took a song that's already good and someone took time and wrote the music and it's really good and nice? What if you just...
It's really bouncy and energetic.
Do any of that.
And instead, you just have Will Smith say in a flat tone all of the words and then occasionally add in a, here we go. Haha, I'm Will Smith. Will Smith in about.
I'm a genie.
Who is asking for these live action remakes?
Well, here's the thing. About every third one does really well. So they immediately put two more into production. And then one of those is terrible. And then, so my guess is Aladdin's going to fall flat, but The Lion King will make a shitload of money.
Well, here's the thing about that is it's also just an animated feature.
Well, yeah, but it's photorealistic.
Who wants that? We're good.
Okay, I don't know, man.
I mean, the cast of The Lion King's pretty rad. And I'll be excited to see it. But also, just stop. Stop doing it.
All I know is Billy Eichner is no Nathan Lane. That's all I know. But Seth Rogen's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. But also, I'm not a big fan of Billy Eichner. Billy Eichner, you didn't invent being white and yelling at people. Stop claiming that's your thing.
It's been our thing since the beginning.
Yeah. Also, there's that stupid senator. You know, the world's on fire. But I did see Detective Pikachu. That was not a failure. Though, it is a story. You see the trailers and you think, oh, this is a fun Pokemon movie. And then you go into it and then you watch it. And you find out that it's really a story about a boy who abandoned his father. Who thinks that his father abandoned him. And it's got some real, real dark stories in there.
I didn't see it.
It was good, though. I liked it. There is a lot of fun stuff in there. But when you break it down, it's kind of dark. There is an instance in which, I guess, spoiler, it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the plot. So heads up if you haven't seen it. You know Mr. Mime?
I know they set him on fire.
Yeah. They're interrogating him. And Justice Smith's character, I think his name is Tim, Mime's dumping gasoline all over him and leaves him in a box and threatens to set him on fire. But for pretend, but for real? I don't super know how it works, but it's also really dark.
That'll happen.
Yeah. And the story about in a world where dogfights are basically the thing that everyone does.
Listen, that Bulbasaur is cute. That's all that matters.
They are super cute. And then somebody, I read a comment where somebody called them like a garlic monster. And I was like, yeah, that Bulbasaur does look like a clove of garlic. And now it's the only thing I can think when I see him. I mean, that bulb does hatch into like flowers and a tree and stuff. But like, yeah, he just looks like a little garlic monster.
You're a little garlic monster.
I'll stab your face off.
I didn't see anything good because we moved, so
right.
There was no fun to be had.
Yeah.
I mean, Solo was playing on my phone while I scraped wallpaper off of a wall. Does that count?
Sure.
I watched like 9 episodes of Seinfeld one day while doing it.
I'm sorry I couldn't help move stuff, but also I'm not sorry.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
I had to work.
We did it really fast. It took like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then my mom bought us all pizza.
Well, yeah, you did the correct way to do it and not start packing the day you're moving.
Yeah.
Jenny, looking at you. I know you don't listen to this. That's my sister.
I'm going to send it to her.
Good.
And she's not going to get you anything for Christmas.
That's right. It's fine.
She's going to turn her kids against you.
Impossible. But yeah, I think that'll probably do it for this week.
Probably.
Thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to, you can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on the Twitter. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com because that's what our email address is. You can rate and review on whatever platform you listen to this, unless it's Podcast Addict, which doesn't have that for some reason. But if you wanted to go to like Podknife and do it, or iTunes or Stitcher or one of the other ones, you know, what we haven't done in a very long time is check reviews.
I just checked.
Okay.
We haven't gotten a review in 2019, so someone should be the person to do it.
Yeah, I think we'd never read Brad Plaggy's thing, review.
Did you want me to read it?
I mean, do you have it pulled up still?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I always forget about that, because I don't really think about the metrics that much at all.
Brad Plaggy says, failure more like fail me? Am I right? No failure here. Top-notch podcasting through and through. It's obscure culture, and that doesn't even make sense.
You're more like fail my, I think.
Sure. Good job, Brad.
Thanks for listening, buddy. Yeah, thank you very much for that review.
Thank you for that review from August
2018. Yeah. Oh, we don't check it that often, so I realize that's not a huge...
I check it every day.
Jake checks it every day. I don't check it that often.
I'm not in charge.
You're in charge of one thing.
Coming here and making sure you're not crying.
Damn it. And reviews. You're in charge of two things.
I didn't know I was in charge of reviews.
No. You are now.
You should have written that down for me.
I tattooed it on your arm.
Oh, is that what that says? I hold it like this and it's upside down.
I did it on the wrong side of your arm, so you can't see it.
You can only see it in a mirror.
And then it's backwards. Poor planning all around.
The man who lived in our house before us died. So right before I left, I said his name three times. And then I said, good luck to Katie, and I left.
Oh, man, you're going to come home and she's going to be dead.
Yeah, the dog's going to be inside out.
I'm going to feel real bad if that's the case.
Oh, man, the ghost got her.
But at least you'll know you'll have a ghost. And we could turn this into a ghost hunting podcast.
No, I mean, I think that's a real good sign that I should get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm moving in here if that happens, man.
There's a spare room.
No, we're getting bunk beds.
I meant we could put all your stuff in the spare room.
Oh. And then sleep on bunk beds.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We'll just have to build legs. We'll still use the existing beds that we own. Yeah. We'll just stack them.
We'll put my queen bed on top of your twin bed.
Right. It's a full...
That is funny.
So it looks like a triangle upside down.
Sky sleeps in a trundle bed. It's only 4 feet tall, or like long. I mean,
is that what a trundle? I want a Murphy bed.
Bed would be boss as hell.
I romanticize it. I think it would be a lot more of a pain than it lets on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they look neat. And fold up into the wall, and then you got all the room for activities and stuff.
But then you fold up in the wall like the Muppets.
Yeah, and fall into a different dimension or something. Yeah. Pretty sure that's how it works.
I don't think that happened on the Muppets, but...
You don't know that it didn't. Where else did they find Gonzo? He's a whatever.
He came from space. There's a whole goddamn movie about it.
Right, but up until then, he was a whatever. Jacob.
Also, Sky, in the Great...
No, your Muppets.
Oh, God, dude, I never met you. Jesus fucking Christ. Let's end this thing so I can go pee.
Okay. Thank you guys very much for listening. We will see you next week with the next thing. It's episode 4, Start Line. We get to see Izuku break out in some sort of terrible hives on his elbow. At least that's what the icon or the thumbnail looks like in the on the thing. That was real good talking. I'm going to leave that in because fuck it.
Anyway, everyone has to suffer through the same Sky I have to suffer
That's
through.
Right. I am way less put together in real life. Thanks.
Real Sky is very unedited.
And full of pauses, so I can think about my words. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
I don't think when I talk at all.
I know. I edit around that a lot, Jacob. Sometimes I leave it in to teach you a lesson.
A lesson I'll never learn.
That's right.
Everyone, stay frosty.
I hear a voice calling, saying I need a whiskey, asking if I have been going to